It's time for Chew on This, your health and wellness headlines and media propaganda report with Dr. David Friedman and Miss Tell It Like It Is, the author of the Skinny Bitch book series, Kim Bar Nguyen.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to the show. Our first story comes from the Huffington Post. Gut bacteria could be the weapon against obesity. Scientists have found bacteria living in the gut that affects people's waistlines, and harnessing them could lead to new ways of shedding those unwanted pounds. To rule out any possible hereditary link, this study included identical twins. One was obese and the other one lean. Scientists transferred microbes from the gut into germ-free mice. Those having the obese twins' bacteria transplanted became heavier, and the mice given bacteria from the leaner twin, leaner. Everyone has bacteria in their gut. Some are good for you. This new strain of bad bacteria could explain why so many people remain obese regardless of diet and exercise. Kim, what's your take on this obesity-causing bacteria?
It's so amazing, and this could be so important because, you know, we all know how important the healthy bacteria is in our gut, and it's responsible for so many health problems as it is. So I think if we can, you know, really dive into this and do something about it, that could be huge for the, you know, weight loss industry.
Oh, definitely. You know, scientists are now exploring harboring and transplanting this lean bacteria into obese people, but it said that could take 10 years for approval. What are some proactive steps people can take now to combat these unwanted little bacteria bugs in our gut?
Yeah, no need to wait 10 years for this. There's so many things in your kitchen that you can find or at a health food store that can help. Garlic is probably my favorite and one of the biggest favorites by chefs and herbalists. It's a really great antibacterial, antiviral, and antifungal. And
anti-vampire.
You can use it. Yeah, exactly. Pretend there's vampires around and you need to get them away. Kombucha tea, everyone I think has probably heard of that. You can get that at health food stores. That's a really great natural probiotic. It helps support the good stomach bacteria. It helps encourage healthy intestinal bacteria. It's just all around so good for you. So loaded with B vitamins too.
That's really,
really good.
You know, probiotics are great. You know, that's live bacteria that promote the healthy, good intestinal flora. And if you're going the supplement route, make sure GMP certify that you see that, because that ensures quality. And also, you know, any of these supplements we recommend, look for that, because that means it's the good stuff. And also, the listed amount of probiotic organisms should be about 20 to 30 billion organisms per capsule. And people don't realize this, Kim, but 80% of the immune system actually comes from the gut. So probiotics can actually help in the prevention of many ailments. And, you know, people need to realize that that's where our first line of defense comes from.
Right. And if you, you know, really take care of yourself, it all goes back to there's so many things that are produced naturally that we can utilize to try to, you know, better our health, watch our weight. But these are good places to start anyway.
Good. Now, you mentioned your favorite's garlic. My favorite is actually Podiarco tea. It's one of nature's most powerful remedies for many diseases and ailments. And make sure you purchase Podiarco extracted from the inner bark of the South American rainforest trees. And it's a powerful antibacterial and viral remedy, and it doesn't interfere with the friendly bacteria of your intestines. And the reason tea's better than capsules is because the boiling process helps release the oils and esters of the bark, which increases the potency. Put a little, you know, a little honey in there, a little stevia, and it tastes really good.
That's a good one. I haven't heard of that. Another one that I like, and that's a lot of people have this in your house as well, is apple cider vinegar. And
yeah,
sometimes when I'm just, I don't know, I feel like my stomach just needs a little help, or periodically I'll just take a little teaspoon of it. And I know it doesn't sound like the most appealing thing, but it's just a teaspoon. And I tell you, it really does wonders for my stomach. And I just, you know, if I'm sick or I've just eaten too much sugar, I want to take precautions. Apple cider vinegar is another good cleanser.
We could do an entire hour show on apple cider vinegar.
I know, right?
We could just keep going and going. And one thing I knew you wouldn't mention, it's a great remedy of choice if you're non-vegan, and that's Manuka honey. I don't know if you heard of that, Kim, but it's from Australia and New Zealand. It kills unhealthy bacteria, including the H. pylori, which has been linked to ulcers and stomach cancer. And for, you know, if you're vegan, peppermint oil is probably one that you you've heard of that mm-hmm. it's more vegan friendly, great for bad bacteria killing, doesn't damage the good, even kills E. coli. So
wow,
these are some good
powerful.
Options there as well. Yeah, and some foods, by the way, if you want to fight those bad buggers in your stomach, onions, asparagus, pickles, and sauerkraut are all great options. And let's put some good. We gave a whole big list on there. So let's go to the Chew On topic number two. You got a lot to keep in your belly to keep your bacteria healthy. One of the next chew on is the topic, something you may not want to chew on. According to recent investigation published in HealthyWise report, five common ingredients found in chewing gum are linked to cancer. Aspartame, butylated hydroxytoluene, calcium phosphatate, synthetic plastics, and titanium dioxide. Sounds bubba yummy, doesn't it, Kim?
This is awful. I know, everyone's going to be looking at their gum package now like, I think I'm going to throw this away now. No, this is really disturbing. And, you know, I knew a couple of them were in there, but, you know, anyone, especially with kids, you realize they get this, you know, itching for gum at a certain age, and that's all they want. And this is a disaster. So, yeah, I was really kind of horrified to see some of these things that don't have any business being in gum.
No, and when people chew, what happens? It goes into the gums and it keeps going and going. They don't realize because they're not swallowing it. They think, oh, so what? It's in these little chewable, you know, sources. They still get them in your mouth, in your system, in your blood. It goes through the buccal mucosa. It goes into the bloodstream. And one thing they didn't mention is the food coloring. Shouldn't that be on this list of dangerous ingredients?
Yes, and as a parent, the food coloring is a huge thing. And, you know, there's so many different things anyway that food coloring is linked to. I know parents are really trying to watch out for the food coloring additives, but the fact that it's in gum too, and that's something that, you know, I don't think parents think about too much. You know, you want to shut your kid up or something, so you hand him a piece
right.
of gum and there you go, be happy for a few minutes. No, it's a lot worse than we think now.
Well, they don't realize these dyes, they're actually used for industrial agents. We shouldn't be chewing them, Kim. I mean, when you think of industrial agents, you know, you look under your sink and see some. Would you want that in your mouth? Well, this is the stuff that's put into gum. So, and you know, you see the word gum base a lot in the ingredients. People don't know what that is. Actually, that's made out of a blend of elastomers, resins, plasticizers, and fillers. Yuck, you're chewing on petroleum-derived paraffin wax and something called polyvinyl acetate, which is carpenter's glue, and talc. Those are linked to cancer.
Oh, yummy. Let me run out and get some gum now. And then, of course, the gum is probably sugar-free, so then you've got the artificial sugar, the aspartame, which
Bingo.
Is one of our hot topics that we both hate, which is, you know,
we both hate
absolute
that.
Poison. And BHT is another goodie that you talked about too, and that's been linked to organ system toxicity and kidney and liver damage, hyperactivity in children, and it could be carcinogenic. So that's
awful. You know, I remember my grandmother telling me once about chewing gum she had available as a child, and she told me it was derived from tree sap. I mean, there's nothing carcinogenic about natural tree sap, and look what we've done. We've become into this commercialized gum industry that's ruining us, and if you're a habitual gum chewer, there are healthier choices out there with safer ingredients. Brands such as Pilu, Glee Gum, Spry, and Xylitew are all brands you can trust because there are better ingredients in there. They're made from safer ingredients, and that's information you can definitely chew on. Healthy information.
Yeah, and I really like those. You can get them. Health food stores have them. I know for sure Whole Foods does, but we've kind of been stuck on Glee Gum for some time because they've got great flavors. I feel good about it and good ingredients.
Yeah, it's all great options. And, you know, like I said, they're safer ingredients. So if you still got that gum habit, you've got some healthy alternatives. Just stay away from all these five chemicals that cause cancer and then some. Anyway, great stuff. That's definitely stuff you can chew on. That concludes another segment of Chew On This. And, you know, if you haven't ordered your copy of Kim's latest book, Skinny Bitch Bakery, you can go to healthybitchdaily.com. Keep in touch with Kim on Twitter at HealthyBDaily. And you can follow me at Dr. David Friedman. Don't go away. We have a Power Pack show still ahead, filled with more health topics after this short commercial break, right here on To Your Good Health Radio.